you. Welcome to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. And we are just thankful to be together today in the presence of God. Amen? And I thank God that He's with us every minute of the day. Amen? He's available to you. He's looking out for you. He's reaching out for you. And I tell you what, just during this time together, we're going to worship Him. We're going to lift Him up. And His presence is going to come right in here. And it's going to fill us and touch us and refresh us and strengthen us. And we just look forward to the goodness of God. Amen? So let's join together today and worship the Lord.
Just glad to be overcome your light. There is no rival that could ever stand against your might. You've always been with us. Every battle you've already won. Oh, we've already won.
Disappointment and break every chain. All of my fears. Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. Come down, Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room.
of your heart today. Lord, just come and do what only you can do inside of our hearts. God, it says that man looks on the outside, but you look on the heart and you look on the inside. Lord, we need you to move. We need you, Lord, more than ever before today. Strongholds in your life. Strongholds are still being loose. God, we believe it. Yes, we can see it. The wonders are still what you do. And bodies are still being raised. Move. move of restoration. This is a move, a move of His presence. This is a move of revival. This is a move of peace. This is a move. Choose to be a part of. Come on, you gotta choose. You gotta choose. Are you gonna jump in the river? Are you gonna choose to be a part of the move? Are you gonna window shop like you do at Christmas time at all the pretty things inside the windows that you don't have access to? Guess what? There's an open door this morning. It's full of blessing. It's full of healing. It's full of every need. He said He'd meet all of your needs according to His riches and glory. Come on, I heard a story once of a man that went on a ship, and he thought that his ticket didn't go for any of the food or any of the things that were on there. So he took just a small amount of bread and he rationed it and he hid. And every time they went to eat, he was looking. But he didn't think his ticket applied to that. So he just kept that little ration and he practically starved himself. And the last day, someone saw him sitting out there eating his little crumbs. He said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Well, I didn't think my ticket applied." But he said, when you had that ticket, it was a full service ticket. You could have access to everything on this boat. You could have access to 3 meals a day. Do you understand that you have access to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? That same blood that saved you is the same blood that healed you. It's the same blood that breaks bondages off you. It's the same blood that breaks strongholds. It's the same blood that redeems. It's the same blood that heals. Just like that man's ticket could have had him access. Come on, you have access to everything of Him today. You are the son. You are the daughter of a king. You have an heir. You're an heir. You have sonship or daughtership. So don't stand outside looking in, wishing you could have what they have. Just take a step and come in. Come on, let's sing this again. Miracles happen. And miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. When you move, healing is this is a move.
more time. And I'm so glad in the power of his blood. It was his goodness and mercy. In the power of his blood. It was his goodness and mercy. In the power of his. Lord, we love you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, we love you, Jesus.
All night long, God kept waking me up, and I just kept hearing, I pulled you out of darkness and put you and brought you into my glorious light. Over and over and over again, God was telling me that he brought me out of darkness and put me into his glorious light. And I'm each and every one of us that has accepted him as your Savior, he's brought you out of darkness and put you into his glorious light. That is all the testimony that you really need to go out and tell people about him. And this morning when I was doing my time with God, I'm like, God, show me scripture. Show me scripture of what you've been telling me all night. So he brought me to 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the presence of him who called you out by darkness into his wonderful light.
I'm so glad that my freedom wasn't based on what I've done. It's his goodness and mercy and the power of his blood.
In the evening, and you're coming, and and you're glowing, and you're weeping and rejoicing. He is for you, He is for you. Oh, He is for you.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap. Praise God. Amen. The presence of the Lord is definitely upon us this morning, and His goodness is definitely here with us. Amen. And so we're just going to let God continue to touch us and let Him just continue to pour out His Spirit upon us. Amen. I'm telling you that the Lord has already touched people this morning. He's already done something for us. Amen. He's already been refreshing and healing and strengthening and just preparing us. Amen. Amen. And we're thankful for that. Praise God.
Amen. Is anybody wondering why the tables are like that? No? Y'all know?
Amen.
You don't know?
We're having our celebration today.
Well,
amen.
We are honoring Pastor Jared and Linda and the Kaiser family, the boys. Everybody, today is going to be their last day with us before a break that they're taking.
Amen. And we just want to celebrate them because we have been so, so thankful for them as a family. Amen. I mean, what a testimony for them and their children to serve God with such diligence and faithfulness. They've been nothing but a blessing to us, amen? And so we just want them to have the absolute best moving forward, amen? And we want the goodness of God to be upon them. We want them to continue in vision and purpose that God has for them. And we just want His grace and His goodness to just extend and expand them into whatever He has for them. And we just want to bless them, amen?
Amen.
And we just want to be thankful for them,
amen? So in true Kenton fashion, we're
going to
have a meal with them. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, I'll never forget. You guys have heard this story 1,000 times, but I like to tell it because I'll never forget when I was reading the Bible and it said that Jesus prepared fish, hallelujah, for the disciples. And I said, man, God, You've saved me. You've moved me out of violence. You've moved me out of all this negativity. And I get to eat too. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah.
That is not the story I thought you were going to tell. I thought you were going to tell about when God spoke to you that we'd be working with Linda and Jared for a long time.
Amen. Praise God.
But no, you chose the food story. Praise the Lord.
Yes, that is something too, though. That is a true story. In fact, I still remember when I walked back to the children's church. And I looked at Miss Linda because the Lord told me that her and Jared was going to be working with us. Amen?
And we had no clue what that meant.
We had no clue because what really happened was we had been doing outreaches and stuff. And we had been going out into the communities and doing outreaches and stuff. And it was around December time. Amen? Right after Christmas. And the Lord told me to go to Jared and Linda and tell them to really pray and just be seeking Him because we're going to work together more this year than we had ever done before. Now, the weird thing was, at the same time, the Lord told me that I couldn't do anything like outreach-wise until about August of that same year. And I thought, man, God, what are you going to do something in 2 months, August and September? Are we going to be that busy? Praise God. But what I didn't know was, this was at the end of December, and what I didn't know was in January, God was sending us right here to Kenton, Ohio. Amen? So it's been just a great journey ever since. And so we're so thankful, and we're blessed, and we're honored. And we've appreciated their giftings and purposes every day, every day, every day. And so
even when we didn't show it, we did. Sorry, I'm not as emotional as I need to be. I need to be. But we love them dearly, and we're thankful that they're going to take the time and do what the Lord is telling them to do and rest up. And
so we're going to eat together today and just celebrate a little bit and just be thankful for the goodness of God. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord.
And then we have our marriage seminar.
This Friday,
This Friday at 6.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
So if you've not signed up, please do. You just, see, I knew, they're so faithful back there. I just
Amen.
Knew it was there. So there's the, you go to obmcckenton.org/marriage, and you can sign up that way. If you can't get online or don't have that access, come see me. I've already had somebody come see me, and I've said, yeah, we'll put your name on the list. So,
Amen.
I think that's all.
Yep.
Women, oh, I don't know how we scheduled this, and I don't know why we did this, but we did it. Saturday morning at 9 o'clock is going to be the women's breakfast/slash Bible study. But Amber, she's out there with the kids probably. Amber Whited is going to be teaching the word to us women, Amen. And we're going to be excited about that. We are excited about that.
Praise God.
That's all I got.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to be thankful for all of those things. And I'm telling you, the marriage seminar is going to be really good. And we will have some kind of snacks or food or eats at the beginning of that. So praise God, we'll get to eat again. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, at this time, we're going to let the teens and the children go and get into the word and get into their services today. Praise God. Bless them so much. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Praise God. And I'm just going to look here in the word for just a minute here, and we're going to take up our offering. And it says right here in the book of Hebrews chapter 7, verse 8, it says, "And here men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them, of whom it is witness that he liveth. And as I may so say, Levi also, who received tithes, paid tithes in Abraham, for he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him." And so what I want you to know is that this particular text right here is letting us know that when we do things in the kingdom of God, when we have faith and when we're saved, and when we're giving and when we're doing those things, we have an impact on those who come after us. Amen? We have impact on those who are around us, but we also have impact within our families. Amen? The Lord says that he will save the seed of the righteous. Amen? And he will touch them and he will bless them. And I believe, according to the scripture here, that blessing will come not just upon you, but upon your children and upon those who you love and are part of your family, because when you give and when you do things, you reach beyond yourself. Amen? And you reach beyond yourself and you touch the lives of others. So this morning, I'm just thankful for the goodness of God. Amen? Linda, you and Jared have sowed into your children and into their future, and you have blessed them with what you've done and what you've given, and God will just continue to do a great work in our families. Amen? Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you this morning, Father God, that as we come before you, Father, The word says that you will rebuke the devourer on our behalf, God. You will open up the windows of heaven. You will move upon our life, Father. The Lord says that you will give us favor, amen, and that you can open doors for us that nobody can open, and close doors that nobody can close, Father, that are for our benefit and for our good. And Father, this morning, I just declare your blessing upon your people, Father God. I thank you for keeping us, protecting us, Father, and moving on everything that we give to you and everything that we put in your name, Father God, not just in tithes and offerings, but God, when we pray and when we move with you, Father God, you move with us, Father, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Bring your tithes and offerings to the front.
Be upon you in a thousand generations.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we just lift you up and we exalt you this morning, Father. We just thank you for your goodness, Father. We thank you for your touch on our lives, Father God. We thank you for helping us in every way, shape, and in every form, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you for your goodness, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to kind of pick up where we did last week, talking about prayer and talking about the goodness of God and how our prayers can make a difference. Amen? And so we're going to just look here and we're going to pick back up kind of where we left off, or one of the scriptures that we read last week. And it's right here in the book of James chapter 5. And it says right here in verse 15, "And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Remember, Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Praise the Lord. I thank God that we're reminded that when we look at the Bible, sometimes we take the people that we see in the Word of God, and we think of them as someone so much greater than who we are. Because they're in the Bible, and because we're reading a story about them, sometimes we believe that they have something that we don't. But I want you to know something. They have what we have, a relationship with God. Amen? And we have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ and through his blood, through the redemption that's been shed for us and the salvation that is in our heart. Amen? And because we have that, we can have a confidence that it says here. It says here that Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. In other words, Elijah was a man that had the same struggles and experiences of life that we sometimes have. He was just a normal man. But he also found his purpose and calling in God. Amen? And I want to remind us this morning, that's why it's so important for us to know God. We want to know God that we can find freedom, amen? And we want to be able to find freedom so that we can discover our purpose, amen? And as we discover purpose, we can make a difference, amen? And I want you to know that there's different aspects of that, because there's things that you're going to find that you can do within the church. And that's a blessing, and we need to find those things, and we need to discover what our work is within the church. But I also want you to know that the Lord declares his blessing and his anointing on every aspect of our life. I want you to know that if you're a father, you are not meant to be a father on your own power. If you're a mother, you're not meant to be a mother on your own power. Amen? And I want you to know that as an individual, you're not even supposed to be an individual on your own strength. Amen? Remember, the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Amen? And I just want to remind you that as we read last week, we found out that prayer does make a difference, and prayer has an impact on things, and we have the power to pray and see God work and move in our lives. And I want to go to 2 Chronicles just for a little bit, and we're going to go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and I'm going to start in verse 14, but before I do, I want to set the tone a little bit. We're going to find out that in this chapter, there's a king called Jehoshaphat, who was the king of Israel, and he found out that there was a group of people that had come. Several different kings from other nations had come and were going to attack them. And so they went before the Lord and they were in prayer. And in fact, it says that they fasted 3 days and they came together as a congregation. And Jehoshaphat was leading them in prayer and seeking God. And it says here in verse 14, then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye all Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou king Jehoshaphat. Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid or dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. I just want to share with you today that the Lord is with us. I want you to know that so oftentimes, even as people of faith, if we're not careful, we will make the mistake of facing things on our own. I want you to know something, that sometimes because of the hectic pace of life, and sometimes because the pressure, whether we're at work, whether we're in school, whether it's on our relationships, it could be in any aspect of our life, that if we're not careful, sometimes we forget to seek the Lord. Sometimes we forget to pray. You know, we want to be praying first before we do anything. Amen? We want to make sure that we're in the Word of God. I want you to know something, that oftentimes I like to remind us that we should be finding Scripture to stand on. You know, there's great Scriptures in the Word of God. Greater is he who's in me than he who's in the world. Amen? The Lord shall never leave me nor forsake me. And I want you to know that it is a great thing for us to carve that Word of God into our heart to remind us that the Lord should be our focus every day. And that prayer and concentrating on Him is something that should be a part of our life on an ongoing basis. Amen? We want to make sure that we open up our hearts and open up our spirits and that we're putting God first. Amen? We want to make sure that we know Him, that we know God in such a way that we will pray out and reach towards Him in a way that opens our spirit up for Him to move. And I want to remind you that just like the Lord said in this scripture, the Bible says in the book of Mark that what he does for one, he'll do for all. Amen? And so I want to remind you that you shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Amen? Now, that doesn't mean that you sit around and do nothing. Amen? There are things you're going to have to do. You're going to have to persevere. You're going to have to use your faith. You're going to have to open your heart and cry out to God. And sometimes, step by step, you got to go through things. Amen? Sometimes we have difficulties in this thing called life. But if we don't give up, and if we don't back up, the Bible says in due season we shall reap. Amen? The Bible says that if we endure, amen, that the Lord will come. In fact, the Bible says in one scripture, Matthew 24:13, talking about the end times and talking about all that we will see and talking about all that can come against us, the Bible says that those who endure to the end shall be saved. And I want you to know something, that sometimes when we're facing battles and difficulties and when we have struggles, sometimes we have to endure. I tell you what, the Bible says that we have to work out patience. Amen? Amen. Because I want you to know something, everything doesn't lift immediately and miraculously all the time. Sometimes things are a process, and sometimes they take a little season. But just like these people sought the Lord, you're going to find that if you seek God, he will give you a word of encouragement. Amen? He will give you the ability to go on. He will give you the ability to know what to do. He told these guys specifically, tomorrow, go you down against them. Amen? I want you to know something, that God will give you direction. He will give you clarity. He will speak on your behalf. He will come with that still, quiet voice, and he will speak something to you, and you will know what to do. Amen? I want to go here to the book of Acts just for a minute. And in the book of Acts, chapter 10, I want to read something to you because this is another man of God in the Bible, and I just want you to see what it says here. It says in Acts chapter 10, there was a certain man in Sisera called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. I want you to have confidence that God hears your prayers. That God sees what you do. He sees how you live your life. He sees how you honor him and put him first. And I want you to know that if we're not doing that, we need to. Amen. I want you to know that we don't want to be ruled by fear. We don't want to be ruled by anxiety. And we don't want to be ruled by self-doubt in who we are. Remember, the Bible says that now there is no condemnation upon those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen? That means that you don't have to live a life of being afraid that God's not listening and afraid that God won't hear you and afraid that God won't move on your behalf, because none of those things are true. Amen? In fact, we're going to look here in Hebrews chapter 4. Praise the Lord. And we're going to look and read what it says in Hebrews chapter 4. It says in verse 12, first of all, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifested in his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that you have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast for our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Man, it's powerful to know that Jesus walked this earth. And he faced the temptations and the struggles and the difficulties that we face. I want you to know that Jesus had many people that came against him, amen? He was persecuted. He suffered the fact that some people just didn't like him and that some people would come against him, so much so that they crucified him. And it's about getting close to Easter, so the next couple weeks we're going to be looking at that kind of stuff, amen? But I want you to know something, that things were not easy for Jesus. And it says that he was tempted like as we are, yet without sin. And I want you to know something, that he laid a foundation for us so we can walk in him in his goodness. Amen? It says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Isn't it an awesome thing to know that we can come boldly before the throne? That we don't have to be backwards about coming to God. In fact, I want you to know something, that when you pray, you should actually gain a confidence, amen? I want you to know something, that sometimes when I pray, I feel the presence of God, amen? And he comes and it like gives me a confidence, not in who I am, but in who he is. It gives me an assurity that my family is safe, amen? That I'm safe, that he's working with me and that he's working on our behalf. And I want you to know something, God is for you. Do you realize that? Do you believe that? Do you understand that? I want you to know something, that it says, come boldly unto the throne of grace, that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. I want you to know something, that when we're facing things in this life, God never expects you to face them alone. I want you to know that even when something is difficult, even when you don't understand what has happened to you and you experience something that you believed you would never deal with by being a person of faith, because sometimes that happens. I want you to know sometimes people suffer loss and they suffer tragedy, and sometimes people endure sickness and they go through some things that they never thought they would face in this thing because they're Christian. Amen? And when those things happen, I want you to know that that is a time more than ever for you to seek God, for you to hold fast to your confession of faith, for you to say, God, even though I don't understand all this, I need your help. I'm coming to you. I need to find mercy. I need to find your grace in this time of need. I don't understand all this. I want to remind you that the Bible says that when we are weak, we're strong. In other words, when we come to the end of ourselves, praise God, hallelujah, and when we come to the end of our own thinking, amen, and when our pride crashes us, because the Bible says the pride comes before destruction and comes before the fall, amen? And I want you to know something, that when our pride crashes us down to where we don't know what to do, I thank God that God is there to pick us up. And that's why it says that when we are weak, we're made strong. Doesn't mean that we're weak as in, you know, we can't do anything. That's not what it means. It means that we become weak in the flesh. We become weak in who we are on our own. And we lean into him. And when we lean into him, that's when we become strong. All of a sudden, God can begin to speak to us. Amen? All of a sudden, he can give us a word. See, we got to learn to be like Jehoshaphat. At a time where kings was coming against him and getting ready to attack Jerusalem and just bring terror and bring stuff against them, boy, that's when he went into prayer. That's when he sought God. And that's when he received answers. Amen? And I want you to know something, that whenever you have difficulty, you can tap into the goodness of God and you will find answers. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because God is with us to help us. I'm going to read here in 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 5 and verse 15 says, "See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Boy, I tell you what, that's a good one to learn, amen? Because sometimes we have things happen to us that we don't want to give thanks for. Amen? And I tell you what, the Lord doesn't want you to give thanks for the bad things that happen to you. He wants you to thank Him that He's going to bring you through the bad things that happen for you. Amen? And I want you to know something, that God wants you to reach for Him. "For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil." I want you to know that it is the will of God for you to pray without ceasing. How do I pray without ceasing? Well, having a mind that's aware of Him. Making sure that as you go through your day, that you just have a mind that's aware of God. Amen? That you throughout your day make sure that you give reverence. And I want you to know that every now and then, check yourself. And just ask Him, "God, is there something that I can do for you today? Is there something that you want me to do?" And make sure that our character and our nature is a reflection of Him. "The just shall live by faith." Using your faith on a day-to-day basis is a part of your prayer life and it's a part of your approach towards God. Amen? I want you to know something, that when you have things of God in your heart, you'll be aware of Him and you'll move towards Him and you'll concentrate on Him and you'll be thinking about things that are good and that are the will of God for your life. Amen? I want to read something to you in the book of Romans, chapter 4. And we're going to read here just a little bit. And this is a reference to Abraham. And I want you to remember that Abraham had Isaac in his later years when he was so old that you wouldn't think he was even able to have a child. Amen? And it says in verse 17, "As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore, it was imputed unto him for righteousness." I want you to know something, that God can go beyond the natural. God can change the plans of men, and thank God that He can definitely change the plans of Satan against your life. Amen? And I thank God that as we pray, we can see Him do things that are beyond the natural for us. Amen? Abraham, my goodness, his name was Abram. And just at a word from God, God told him that Sarah was going to bear a child. And though they had went their whole life without seeing this, and though they went their whole life and even got so old that you wouldn't think that they'd be able to bear children, God spoke to Abraham as he prayed and said that Sarah was going to have a child. And I want you to know that from that moment, Abraham changed his name, changed Sarah's name, and got in unity with what God spoke. I want you to know that it's important for us to open our heart when we're believing God for something and get in unity with Him. Amen? Do our best to believe Him. Do our best to hold on to the things of faith that God speaks to us, and do our best to hold on to what God has to say for us. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to just remind us of something here in the book of Hebrews chapter 8. I mean Hebrews chapter 13. It says right here in the middle of Hebrews chapter 13, 8. And it says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want you to know something, that when we read the Word of God doesn't change. Society may change. Amen? And we've seen that. We've seen people fall away from their faith and fall away from their beliefs, but I want you to know something. The Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want you to know that what His Word says is still what His Word means. I want you to remind you that the Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall still remain. Amen? And what's powerful about that is that we can have the faith to know that what God has promised and what He has said in His Word, we can hold on to it. And that God will do what God does to help us in this thing called life. Amen? In the book of Romans here, Romans chapter 12, it says this to us: I beseech you, therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and the acceptable and the perfect will of God. I want you to know something. For us to be strong in our faith, we're going to have to make sure that we do things God's way. We're going to have to make sure that we put the Word of God in us and that we let the Word of God be our guide on how we go about life. Amen? And it means that we're going to have to make sure that we lean in to the things of the Spirit of God and we do things the way God tells us to do them. Amen? We got to rely on Him. We got to trust in Him. We have to pray to Him. Remember, the Bible says that the Lord says that we should be able to ask anything in His name. And what that means is that we want to make sure that we are always in a position where we're leaning into God. No matter what's going on, we lean into God first and foremost in everything that we do. Amen? It says right here in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. I want you to know something. Your prayers affect other people. You can pray for someone else. Of course, we can pray for our children and we can pray for our spouse, but I want you to know something. You can pray for your neighbor. In fact, I pray that people reach out to you when they need prayer. Because I tell you what, as a born-again believer in the Lord, you can effectively pray for someone and touch heaven for them. Do you believe that? Amen. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints and for me. And the man writing scriptures in the Bible said, pray for me, amen. That's what I want you to know. It's powerful to know that the people that wrote the Bible and the people that lived back in the Bible times, guess what? They were people like you and I. And even though they did great things and accomplished great things, I want you to know something. It doesn't limit you from the fact that you are touched by the same God. He's the same yesterday and today. And that means that he can touch your life and wants to touch your life in the way that he did each and every one of them. It says right here in the book of James, chapter 1, says in verse 3, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And that means that God's going to bring you into a place of completion. Amen? And it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Listen, when you've made the Lord your foundation, stick with it. Don't quit. Stand in what you believe. Even when persecution comes your way, even when delay comes your way, and you don't see what you thought you were going to see as fast as you thought you were going to see it, I want you to know something, that there's no time to make a second plan when it comes to God. Amen? Give the Lord a hand clap. Let's be all in with the Lord. Let's draw that line in the sand. And let's say, Lord, I'm going to see it through you, or I'm not going to see it. Amen? I'm going to receive it of your goodness, God, or I'm not going to receive it. Amen? But don't back up and don't use a second plan. Amen? Let's stay steadfast in our hope and our faith and our relationship with God. I want you to know something. I pray that every day would work out for you in a blessed way. But even though we pray that way, I know that we're going to come into struggle. And I know that we're going to come into moments that are going to have difficulties involved in them. But I also know that the goodness of God is going to help us overcome and that we're going to be able to see his goodness. Amen? So I just want to challenge you today to make sure that we are people of prayer. Make sure that we are people that put God first. Amen? I want to remind us here in Matthew chapter 6. It says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 5, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. But not ye, therefore, like unto them. For your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. And after this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I want you to know something. God wants to just hear you come to him with an open and an honest and a humble heart. You don't have to be some professional. God knows who you are. He can hear your heart. He knows what you need, even before you ask him, amen? And he's just standing at the door knocking, amen, wanting you to open up and ask and let him come in, amen? So this morning, I just want to encourage you to be a person of prayer and to be a person that puts God first. And that we open our heart and make sure that we are willing to know that we are his, amen? And that he's willing to help us wherever we're at. When you love someone, you're willing to help them, amen? And you'll do your best for them, amen? And I want you to know something, that we give that effort in our humanity. And what's amazing is the Bible says, how much more so shall your Father, amen? How much more shall so God? Because he loves us and because we are his. So this morning, I just want to encourage you to make sure that your heart is open and that God is first and foremost the place you go when you need anything. Amen? Lean into him because he will help you and he will bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we put Tammy before you, Father God. And Lord, every aspect of symptoms from this mini stroke, we ask you to heal, Father God. We declare the blood of Jesus over Tammy, and we thank you that by his stripes we're healed, Father God. And Lord, we just pray right now in Jesus' name that you would touch her, Father God, and just bring her to wholeness, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. God, we put Jade before you right now, Father God. And Lord, we pray your blessing over her right now, Father God. Lord, that as they transport her to Georgia for rehabilitation, Father God, that Lord, you will work with her, Father God. You will heal her, Father God. And even the things that they say she may never do, like walk or have the full use of her hands, Father, we just ask you to intervene on her behalf, Father God, and bring her to complete healing, Father God. Strengthen her, and I pray blessing over her family, God. I pray grace and strength over them during this time, and that, Father, you would just help them and bless them and keep them. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Tasman, and we pray for her children, Father God, and God, that you would help them heal from this sickness, Father God. Lord, that in the name of Jesus, you'd move every symptom off of them, God, and bring them to health and total healing in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we pray for Kim's mother right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Heal her from this fall, Father God, from every impact and every aspect of it, Father God, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. And we also pray for her husband, Father God. Father, deal with these dizziness spells, Father God. And Father, in the area of blood pressure, Father God. We ask you to bring stability, Father God. And we just pray for healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise today. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we want to thank you for this day, and we want to thank you for being here and just being a part of what God is doing. Amen. And I want you to keep prayer out in front of you. Pray for the church. Pray for individuals. Pray for what you need in your family, and pray for what God is doing in your own life. Amen. And pray for others, because God is with you and your prayers make a difference. Amen. The prayers of the church shall prevail and avail much in the kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you.